SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S.-China trade war escalates. Beijing says it will hike tariffs on American goods from 84 to 125% effective tomorrow. A couple of days ago, President Trump announced tariffs on China totaling 145%. Wall Street volatility has been through the roof over the tariff issue, and this morning stock futures are in the red. The sightseeing helicopter was over the Hudson River between New York City and New Jersey yesterday afternoon when something went horribly wrong.
The plane started falling apart in midair, and then the tail came off and then just flipped over in midair and started falling into the ground. Propeller still propelling without the helicopter as it was falling.
Bruce Wall watched as the helicopter plunged into the river, a family of five from Spain and the pilot on board. There were no survivors. No one injured at Washington's Reagan National Airport when the wingtip of one plane scraped another aircraft. Happened on the tarmac yesterday afternoon. Also, at SRNNews.com, time for a doctor's visit. President Trump.
It's the president's first physical exam of his second term, and it will be conducted at Walter Reed National Medical Center. Earlier this week, he wrote online that he has never felt better, but nevertheless, these things must be done. In November 2023, the Trump campaign issued a doctor's statement saying Trump's overall health was excellent. At age 78, Donald Trump is the oldest person sworn in as president. Greg Clugston, The White House.
House Republicans have given final congressional approval to a budget bill that advances President Trump's agenda. Mr. Trump calls it that big, beautiful bill. It includes tax cuts, increased defense, energy, and border security spending. Dow futures down 86 points, and this is SRN News. Mike Huckabee is a new U.S. ambassador to Israel.
The former Arkansas governor has been confirmed to the position on a party-line vote in the Senate. Huckabee will be welcomed in Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed his confirmation on social media, saying, quote, "This is a great day for the Israeli-American alliance. I look forward to working with Ambassador Huckabee to make the unbreakable bond between our two nations even stronger." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kim Shin-jo, a prominent ex-North Korean commando who settled in South Korea after his daring mission to assassinate then-South Korean President Park Chung-hee in 1968 failed, has died at the age of 82. Kim was captured, pardoned, and later came to Christ. Spent the rest of his life as a pastor working for one of South Korea's large evangelical churches. He also traveled across the country delivering speeches critical of North Korea's communist dictatorship. This is SRN News. What a game for a young baseball player.
Marion Boyd became the first minor league player in several decades to steal six bases in a game without getting a hit to get on base in the first place. Boyd pulled off the feat for Beloit in a game against Cedar Rapids. He reached base on a fielder's choice, a walk, and he got hit by a pitch. He then stole second and third base each time. Boyd is part of the Miami Marlins organization. He has stolen 98 bases in 203 minor league games. Jason Walker reporting.
Workers have recovered thousands of gallons of crude oil from an underground pipeline spill on North Dakota farmland. However, it's still not clear just when oil will again start flowing to refineries. The cause of the rupture along the pipeline near Port Ransom, about 60 miles southwest of Fargo, is under investigation. More details, SRNNews.com.